LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Trends with Dave and Friends. Once again, here we are every single Sunday from 1 to 2 on LATalkRadio.com. The best internet talk station in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Got you on my mind again.
Once again, we have been blessed with this beautiful opportunity to speak to you. As you know, this is a Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. LATalkRadio.com. Here we are in the studio live. What's going on, guys? It's a beautiful, beautiful day. I would like to introduce Mr. Co-host Kevin.
How's it going, guys?
How's it going, everybody? We got Kevin. We got Kevy, which is co-host. Then we got Kevin.
Hey-o.
There you go. Y'all know Kevin. And we are introducing Mr. Jeff.
Hello.
We are all here to help you on Teen Trends. This is what we do. As you know, Teen Trends is the show where you get in contact with us about your problems, issues, worries, concerns about this human experience that you are leading. And we help you out from what we consider to be a logical point of view. Now, as you know, if you disagree, agree, are concerned, you want comments, you want something to say, you can call us live on the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Let us know. You can also email me, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that is teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. I will check my email, get your emails. Also, as you know, here on Teen Trends, I now feature music from different artists to help them get their music out there. So if you would like to be a sponsor of Teen Trends, please contact me at, once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Then you can send me an MP3 file of the music of your choice. I will talk to you, you'll talk to me, we'll get in contact. And here at Teen Trends, you know, we believe in helping people out. That's what we do here. And we do understand how hard it is to get heard in the music industry. I myself am a musician. Got a couple musicians in the room with us, as a matter of fact. And, you know, guys, we get it. It's difficult. Everybody wants to be a musician. Know what I'm saying? But here on Teen Trends, because this is indeed broadcasted worldwide, this gives a wonderful opportunity for you to get heard, get listened to, and get your stuff out there. I know you want to. So, on the show today, drum roll. Oh, gosh. Today's topic is personal wealth. Personal, woo! True wealth.
Might like I add. What makes a person happy?
What makes a person truly happy, right? Right.
Okay.
Indeed. What makes a person truly happy? Now, the thing about this is you must approach this ego-free. We're going to ask you specific questions. We're going to talk to you guys. And the thing about this, though, is when thinking about what truly makes you happy, let it be the car you drive, let it be the love that emanates from your friends onto you, let it be your family, let it be your puppy, let it be the bling on your wrist, whatever.
Anything.
You know, anything. This is not, we are not, once again, here to judge, we're here to help. This is an opportunity to get a little self-analyzation and see what really is important to you, because we believe our philosophy is if you truly, truly ask yourself what makes you happy and what really is important to you in this life, it gives you an opportunity to elevate, to kind of make, you can make a mental list, make a actual list, whatever makes you happy, and see what's important to you, and then see what you really need to live the life that you've always wanted to pursue. Here's the opportunity. Right? Right?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, we believe in that.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I was reading last night actually something. It says if you take about 30 postcards and write down your goals and like what you want to accomplish and how long you want it to take for you to accomplish, that it actually like helps, because you actually have it physically there.
Of course.
Somewhere you can see it every day and read it and go over it.
Of course.
And like remind yourself, like, that's what I need to do.
Right. Another thing that we advocate on Teen Trends, which ties into that, is thoughts are indeed things, people. They go out and then they come back. Whatever you want to create within your life, you create that by your thoughts. Therefore, if you write something down, first of all, you are manifesting it in a physical way by simply writing it down. And if you want something to come into a reality in your life and you're constantly being reminded, constantly going, oh yeah, I'm going to check out my post-it note and grow off of that and constantly send thought to that, it will indeed help the idea of manifesting whatever you want in your reality.
Exactly.
Right. I'm going to go over a little thing. What's really important? Life is a great adventure, full of complexity and multitude of paths from which to choose. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It can at times seem overwhelming. Should we pursue hedonism or the materialistic kind, or sacrifice ourselves to the service of others, or is there some altogether more meaningful purpose to our existence to be discovered? Once again, I got this off a website. From a spiritual point of view, we are all spiritual entities temporarily occupying physical bodies for the duration of our incarnation. We have chosen to be born into this world, and furthermore, we have chosen the lessons to be learned, and while we're all here. Each of us comes with a different agenda, so it follows that what's really important to the highest individual, right? While encased in flesh, our true spiritual essence is hidden from us. Discovering what's really important can take some effort. We need to silence all the external demands and distractions and rediscover the inner voice. Not easy, but well worth the effort.
Well, I actually have a question for Dave and friends about...
that contradicts itself, Mr. Kevin, because you are friends.
Okay, well, for everybody else. But I was wondering, so personal wealth, like, the most important things in your life. What would you guys define as the most important things in your life?
Right. Let's start with Jeff.
Oh, I don't know. I would say that it really is contingent upon the individual as to what is important to them. We could make a generalization and say that a lot of people, that there is a universal need for a human being.
Right.
Which is the feeling of accomplishment. In themselves, the feeling of being needed and of being loved.
Right.
We're social beings by nature, and so any environment that is more stimulating towards that, I think is a good thing. And
right.
You know,
totally.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Okay. What personally to you is important in your life?
To me, right now, what's important to me in life is being in a position where I can, how do I phrase this? I guess it's like the power of now.
Okay.
You're right. So
very cool.
Being in a position to accept whatever comes my way, and it allows me to be more aware of things that resonate and things that don't.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's very liberating.
Yeah.
That's really cool, because it's a lot of it that would be not focusing on the negative stuff in your life and focusing more on the positive
right.
stuff.
Because why would you?
That, like, you like takes that chunk of, like, you can focus on the things that are important, because it's like I can take whatever is thrown at me and focus on the important part of it.
Yeah.
Right. Something that goes along with that is Newton's law. Everything in the universe has an equal and opposite action and reaction. Therefore, anything that enters your life, as negative as it may seem, there is indeed an opposite and equal to the negative. Therefore, that means that there is an opposite and equal positive. Being hypothetically speaking, okay, none of this, I wish none of this for anybody. This is a terrible, terrible thing, but it does happen to people on a daily basis. Car crashes, right?
Ooh, yeah.
A person can get in a car crash, they can view it as a very negative thing. But once again, it is all in perception. It is all which we're open to perceiving. If you only perceive this car crash to be a negative thing, therefore it will only present itself as a negative thing in your eyes. If you open the idea of, okay, this car crash is indeed, you know, a setback, but this setback allows me for certain opportunities, certain doors to be open, and if you think like that, your brain structure will allow you to perceive them, will allow you to perceive those doors that are, that have the opportunity to be opened.
You
right?
have to open your mind to it.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's all about opening your mind. Yeah,
yeah,
bro, just open your mind. Just take these. No.
A little different than that.
No, yeah. I'm just playing. We do not advocate any usage of substance abuse on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We do advocate the idea of experimenting with different experiences. This does not include drugs. Right?
Yeah.
But... Mr. Kevin?
Yes, sir.
You look like you were about to say something.
Well, I don't know. I was kind of trying to focus on the important things in everyone's life. And one thing that hit me like right off the bat, when you're saying the true wealth. And a lot of people would take wealth as in the materialistic money. Do you personally think that money can buy
Are you asking me, Dave, personally?
I am asking Dave personally.
Okay.
Do you think money can... bring you some happiness in your life?
Well, then I'll respond with it.
Or do you think money can you...
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
What's up? What's up, Kevin?
Say you have a good life, for the most part. Like
wonderful life.
You have like a decent life, but
like
money
American
is like
dream?
The thing holding
like,
you back.
Like a decent life.
Well, the American
yeah.
dream is like the ultimate life. That's
but
what
like,
the,
just
that's
say
what
like
wants.
Your biggest problems
American
in life
dream is a
are
completely
money
other topic.
Problems.
I don't want to get into that. Go on.
Say your problems in life are money problems.
Okay.
And you just came into $20 million from the lottery.
Oh.
What would like? Do you think that would make you happy?
Of course.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I think the initial rush would be heavy. Oh, sorry, that was
No, that's okay. No, please. We spit it here.
I think the initial rush of like I just won $20 million, like
that's,
and I was
a chunk of change
in the long term. In the long term, that's
in the long
question.
Term. Okay. Yeah. Indeed, if I'm having money problems, if I live a good life, Kevin, question: are you implying that I have, you know, a beautiful girlfriend who loves me and who I love back?
Say you lack the significant other. You have, like, good family life, like, good friends, but, like, there's, like, a couple things that you really want. Do you think money can get those for you? Like,
right.
a girlfriend, per se. Or
money can't get me a girlfriend, but go on.
No, but, like...
it could, just not a genuine one.
No, money could totally get you
yeah,
a girlfriend.
Yeah, no,
it's
not
certainly
a genuine
get you AIDS.
One.
Nothing...
You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. It's true. I'm talking like the girlfriend though.
No,
like the one.
I don't know. I just feel like once you have all that money, then people look right. at you differently. I don't know.
No, for sure. To answer your question, yes, of course it'll bring you happiness. In today's society, in today's eye of society, we need money.
Unfortunately.
We need money to live. You know, we have to pay for car insurance. We have to pay for gas. We have to pay for, you know, houses and, you know, monthly payments, electric bills, water bills. What are you going to pay with that with, you know?
We should go back to trading chickens and wives and stuff.
No, straight up. Because, I mean,
why? Did you just say wives?
No, what are you talking about? What?
Dude, I'd trade my wife for some grain. I get hungry in the winter. It's cold.
A goat and two chickens for your wife.
No, yeah. There are two rules with market capitalism. The first rule is when you got money, you have everything you need.
Yeah, the one
and
with the gold wins.
You starve.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yes, I do believe that money would bring me happiness, but... here on the show, we're talking about true wealth. We're talking about that was actually a really good question because like that ties in the sense of, you know, true wealth being, oh, you know, you have the love of your friends, you have love of your family, you know, you got what actually matters, you know.
Well, but some people, true wealth is that sum of
yeah,
money.
Yeah.
All right, David.
Account.
So yeah. So what is, because I certainly don't know.
Right.
What the hell is true worth?
True wealth.
True wealth.
My true wealth.
Value, quality. What is true?
Oh, that varies.
Prosperity. What is true?
That totally varies depending on the human being. Of course.
It's
you
all
know, like we were saying. But are you asking me personally what my true wealth is?
Yeah.
Or
it's
my
personal,
true wealth.
It's a personal question.
True wealth. I would say the idea of me waking up every morning and knowing that I have people who love me, you know. And I'm you know, I'm not saying this just to be like, oh, you know, like, hey, like, you know, oh, I'm not, you know, materialistic in any way, shape, or, you know, I am. I wear clothes, you know, I have necklaces, I wear shoes, you know. But what's really important to me, I would be, let's put it this way, I would be much, much more, you know, I would not be as happy if I had the clothes and the car over, you know, not a clothes and a car, and knowing that I can wake up and, you know, get a call from a call on my phone. No, like, getting a, you know, get a call from my friend, from friends, you know, to be in my presence.
Hey, or it's coming out.
Or
right?
knowing that, yeah, you know, yeah. Like knowing that I can call other people and, you know, I want to be in their presence and we can, you know, have this universal flow of just, you know, unconditional caring for another human being because you like who they are. You
that's know? A totally new concept, man. That's unconditional love.
Oh, ooh. Buddy.
That's, yeah.
It's glue, man.
It's glue.
It's glue.
It's right. Glue. Yeah.
Totally. You know, I would say another thing that's true wealth to me is health, friends.
Health is very important.
Health is very true.
In what regard? In what context?
Mental health.
Mental health
and physical health.
Physical health.
Because
yeah.
It all,
yeah.
You know,
I mean,
it all,
one reflects the other.
Right. Totally.
Overall,
you know, they're all parallels.
Yeah.
I can't say, you know, I can be mentally healthy, but physically, I'm shit. You know, like, I'm not going to do that. I have indeed had my experiences. I have indeed, you know, made certain decisions that I that weren't so good for my health. For example, on Teen Trends, we had a show about smoking cigarettes. That was a decision that I made a while ago that I do indeed regret.
And plan to remedy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I actually remedied the habit, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Mr. Jeff. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
totally.
How long?
Well, I started up, I'm back to two a day, but I remedied it for a while.
Which is
no, it's a hard thing, better. Ladies and gentlemen, do not do this. We actually have a caller coming in. I want to hit this right quick.
Don't hit the caller.
I'm not going to hit the
caller.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You're live on the air. Who are we speaking to?
This is Nick. I called in a couple of weeks back.
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
How's it going, Nick?
Not
Nick?
Much. I had something to add to what you were saying about finding yourself, essentially.
Right.
And I think that that's it. I think that that's a very it's a very deep question. It really calls it really makes you think about a lot of things.
I think it really does.
All comes down to two things. I think it's what you like. I think, you know, I think that if you don't enjoy something, you're not going to put as much passion into it as, you know, something that you did enjoy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I also think it calls in, you got to think about your morals, what you think is right, what you think is wrong, you know, what you think is okay and not okay. It really comes down to how you, there's a lot of perspective involved with that.
Yeah. It's a
right.
lot of personal, it differs from every person because every person is very different.
Yeah, right. But every person thinks differently.
Exactly.
Right. And you know, another thing with that is, once again, you know, the biggest thing that you can do for yourself is to follow your highest excitement, right?
Yeah.
What you love.
What you love. You know, we've all been put on, you know, to this planet with some sort of drawing, some sort of passion towards one thing or another.
We've all got something we like.
Right, exactly. You know, and with that in mind... you know, you have been blessed with these specific passions for a reason. Follow these passions. If you follow your highest excitement, it is parallel to following your highest self. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
I think one of the difficulties in this day and age with finding yourself and understanding who you really are, or, you know, even obtaining enlightenment, if you will.
Right.
Our environment doesn't advocate or allow for that at all. Most of the stimulus that is provided to us is for the ego,
right?
And by the ego,
right?
And finding your true self, it really says a lot for individuality, and you know. So your parents will say, you know, you or someone is trying to find yourself. Someone will say, you know, you got to meditate, or, you know, change your diet, or, you know, do these different things, do
right.
these different steps of ascension, and I think. The best advice that I could give of really truly understanding yourself and who you are as a being is not make a to-do list, But make it to feel list.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
What kind of emotions and experiences do you want to feel? What kind of state do you want to be in?
And it'll be and different for every person.
Cause yeah,
every
totally.
Feels different things.
Totally.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's multiple ways of getting to that. Oh, sorry. Go on, Nick.
I was going to say that for me, it was really something that, you know, I kind of discovered that a bit last year. And last year was really when I started to sort of, it was only recently that I really started to sit down and think, okay, you know, what do I really like? What do I, you know, what am I good at? What would I like to pursue? I mean, for I have a mind of, like, what job would I like to get into? I asked about that more.
Nick, what
you're breaking up a
little
bit.
I'm sorry, Nick. Unfortunately, we're having a difficult time hearing you. Can you say that one more time for us?
Yeah. Slow down a bit. Am I better?
Still breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up, man. Nick? Nick, can
we lose him?
Nick, can we hear you?
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Nick, if you can hear us, please call back in the show. We are interested in what you have to say.
I think you brought up a great point with saying that if you're not motivated to do it, you won't do it. And I speak of this from experience. Like just recently in my most recent experience, I could say picking college courses. I am a musician. I am dedicated to music. I love music. That is my life, and that is what I want to do with my life. But I could not find, for the life of me, classes that I was interested in that weren't related to music that I needed for general ed or just the major of being a music major in college. And I was having the biggest trouble trying to find classes that I wasn't like, because
right.
I was like, I'm not motivated. I'm not interested in that. I'm not gonna do
what
that.
What am I gonna do with trigonometry?
Exactly. Right. Anthropology. I'm not showing up to that.
Anthro's pretty sweet. Though,
I signed up for Anthro, actually. So,
you're gonna love that class.
Yeah,
dude, I'm taking Anthro.
Yeah, dog.
He's taking Anthro.
Woo!
Yeah.
Cultural anthropology. Very cool. Yeah. So you know, another thing that I like about what Nick said is, you know, he took a step back. He said last year he took a step back. And that's what you have to do.
Sometimes it's all it takes.
Yeah,
and that's a big thing that when you start thinking about like, what do I like?
Yeah,
like
who
you
am I?
You know what
I?
I'm saying? That goes on forever,
yeah.
Right? Dude?
And you just think for months and months, if not years, about
you can go into the right. depths of your brain
exactly,
forever.
Exactly.
I think we got Nick calling back. Let's,
hey,
let's get him on the air.
Get him on
How's it going, Teen Trends, Nick?
Yeah, I'm back.
What's
hey.
Up, brother?
Hey. Bud.
What's going on, man?
I think what I was gonna say is. Actually, I know what I was going to say. I think that you really, for me, I had to really, it was something I had to really sit down and cram, I had to really think about. It was something, it wasn't just kind of a, something I just sort of stood there and said, oh, well, you know, it wasn't really an obvious answer. I literally had to go, I had to, you know, go somewhere quiet, shut the door, and really, you know, spend some time actually thinking about that. And, you know, for me, the answers came relatively quickly. You know, for you, they might not. And I think another issue with this is that I notice a lot of people trying to, like, fit in with, you know, social circles. They get with a group of friends, they'll see how they act and what they like.
Right.
And as a teen, I think that we're especially good at this. And I know I've done this to a certain extent, and I'm sure other people have too, where they'll try and, like, talk themselves into thinking that they agree with the ideologies that their wannabe friends have.
Yeah, just to feel connected and
right. Yeah. Or you get
involved.
The people that you'll catch be like, oh, what do you think about Justin Timberlake? I love Justin Timberlake.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really like him. Yeah, you know, me neither.
I think it falls in between the lines of, you know, social programming, you know, being a teenager and feeling the need to fit in because of your own specific no. You know what? The need to fit in, everybody has, regardless. You know? If you don't fit in,
but they, I feel, yeah, everybody has that, but
you just have to
but people think
you
that
they
know.
Think they have to like mirror the other people,
right.
And
yeah.
Fitting
no, exactly.
in doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah.
You can still be a unique individual and
yeah.
have your own thoughts and beliefs
and be honest about those thoughts.
Yeah,
and
dude,
yeah. That's how
yeah.
it should be.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, no, go
ahead.
On, Nick, go on,
that,
please.
That to me, you know, sort of conforming to what the other people want, or you know what they enjoy, essentially. In a way, sort of mentally trying to sort of become those people, trying to become a sort of a clone of them. So
right,
exactly what it is.
That's the recipe for mental instability and essentially disaster.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You cannot see it, and but we are all agreeing.
For, and seriously, if you do that for long enough, that will mess you up.
Yeah,
mark
yeah,
my
man.
Words, that will mess you up.
Yeah, it's a great disservice to yourself.
Completely.
And to others as well.
Nick, just out of curiosity, how old are you again?
16.
Wow. You got a very good head on your shoulders, my friend. You do.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, it's very true. You know, and I couldn't agree with you more, you know, with the whole, you know, fitting in, you know, this and that. And this all ties into, you know, finding your true wealth. What is truly important to you? Truly. What is that? Like, what's truly important to you? You know, is fitting in just being like every other, you know, cow in the herd? You know, is that important to you?
Yeah.
You know, or is it finding...
Another sheep in the flock?
Another sheep in the flock. Yeah. Or, you know, is really discovering yourself more important to you? Is discovering who you want to be, like your, like you said, your ideology, you know, is that more important to you than, you know, wearing the same jeans as everybody else, you know, or like, you know, talking, listening to, you know, the mainstream music. And even if you don't like it, you're just like, yeah, dude, this is bumping, bro. Like, you know, like,
yeah, see, I do not advocate for that at all. I mean, in my opinion, be yourself, and if they don't like it, well, then, you know, you're not compatible with that person.
Yeah, and you'll certainly find someone who does like it.
Exactly.
Right.
I think there's a niche for, you know, every sort of, you know, lifestyle, so to speak.
Totally.
And even multiple niches. You don't need to stick... Throughout my high school career, I wandered at lunchtime going from groups of friends to groups of friends.
Yeah, man. You don't have
really
to put yourself in a box.
And, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, same here. I do the same thing. Yeah, I've got multiple friends.
Yeah, hey, you so sit let me down ask. And eat with some and walk around and mingle with the others.
Let me ask you a question, man. What is your what would you be considered to be true wealth
for you?
So rephrase, you kind of broke up there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Yeah, go on.
True wealth. What does it mean to you? You said you sat down, you thought about it, and you got answers relatively quickly. So what were those answers?
Yeah, through my own experiences, I think that I love to help people, and I love to have good relationships with people, and I love to express myself.
Express yourself in the form of what?
Like artistically?
What you like
or?
To do.
Yeah.
You're an artist.
Yeah.
Like drawing.
I'm a musician.
Oh, musician.
What do you play?
Very cool.
I play drums, bass, and piano.
Oh, nice,
you
dude.
Dog.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
represent.
It.
It's really cool, Nick. That's really cool. We're learning things about you every week, man. No, that's way cool. Nick, we're actually going to move on, but I want to thank you so much for calling in. Oh, you know what? True wealth. Right.
Yeah.
Did he...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
Yeah, Nick, I want to thank you so much for calling in. Great supporter of Teen Trends over here. You got, like we said, you got a very good head on your shoulders. Tell your parents I say so. I don't know them, but...
Yeah, tell your parents.
Teen Trends says Nick is cool. We got that. All right, man, you have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you in the future.
All right, you too.
All right, brother.
Take it easy.
All right, see you.
Yeah. That's a cool kid, man.
Yeah.
You know, way cool kid. Yeah. Yeah. Jeff's like, dude, that's dope.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, but the cool thing about all of this, you know, like the cool thing about that which Nick picked out, you know, which a lot of people can't usually get, you know, in that amount of time, you know, you got to set aside, you know, certain things. You got to set aside, you know, time for yourself to really find out what's important to you, you know. Check this out. How we were talking about, you know, what's true wealth, taking your focus off weight loss, you know. Okay, so in true wealth, you mirror certain things within your physical being, you know, like if, for example, if you're overweight and you're uncomfortable with that, you know, that holds you back from certain things that could be really important to you, but you're so held back because there's this big screen of unconfident being.
It's the mindset, you know? Of, oh, I'm overweight, I don't look good, I'm going to be timid. And...
Check this out. Taking your focus off weight loss, right?
Okay.
Stuff like that. Taking your focus off weight loss and realizing that it's not those things which is truly, truly important for your being, can help you see all the ways to exercise what's truly important for you in your life. What meaningful goals you could set for yourself if you took weight loss out of the mix. You know, here's just a few ideas. Having more energy to accomplish more each day, right?
Yeah.
Getting more and better quality of sleep each night. I could use that. Being more alert and able to concentrate. That's a big one. Becoming a good role model for your family and your friends. You know, being a role model actually is a really cool thing, you know, that you can
anyone
do.
Anybody
can do.
Some of my best role models is a 4-year-old.
No way.
Yeah.
No
nice.
Way.
Yeah. He's my baby cousin of mine. And he's the raddest.
Expand.
Little. He's 4. And, you know, so he's just super curious and playful. And he's always, like, no matter what is going on, like his toy broke, it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. He got a brand new toy, and it broke, and he wasn't bummed about it. And he started playing with the broken pieces and like made a new game out of it.
Yeah,
and it was just and it was so awesome. And I just love seeing little children because like I think that's when we're the wisest.
Yeah,
dude,
that
really.
We will ever be is when
they're
we're
fresh.
Like
the most
four.
Creative
yeah,
is when you're a
they
child.
They live in the now and they live in the now with joy.
Exactly. I've heard sayings from teachers and stuff. You know, it's like when we were a child, we were the most creative and like we'd sit in our backyard and we'd scream like, "Oh, the pirates are after me!" You know, and then like afterwards, like you grow up, you get to like 12, it's like where is that spark of imagination, creativity?
Totally.
Is just, like gone.
Well, it's.
It's the what are people going to think about me if I run around screaming the pirates are at me?
Exactly.
Yeah,
totally.
Right. Exactly.
Totally. You can't wear a cape to school.
Okay, man, I can wear a cape to school.
You can't wear a bathrobe to school.
Hi, Kevin. This boy likes to wear bathrobes to school. Guys, are indeed going to take our musical sponsor break for the day. Whoop. As you know, here on Teen Trends, I now feature music from different artists to help them get their music out there. Today's feature artist is Real Boy.
Who's
doing
that?
Their song Robo Mouse. Check this out, guys. I think you will like it a lot.
Oh!
contact with them, listen to their music on Facebook.com in the search engine Real Boy. And Jeffrey also knows a place where you can get in contact with them.
You can also hit them up on Twitter or MySpace or at realboy.blogspot.com.
realboy.blogspot.com. Check them out. I know you guys like it. I like it. We like it. We're all bumping in the studio. We're like, yeah, guys. Music, man. Just bumping, bro.
Dance party in the studio.
Dance party in the studio, guys. Woo! Put your clothes on, Kevin.
Sorry.
Okay, so, everybody, I think we've talked enough about personal true wealth. Once again, if we did not clarify anything for you, if you have more questions on this topic, you can email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. I'll get back to you, or you can call us live on the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. We're going to move on to emails, but ladies and gentlemen, as you know, a new feature on Teen Trends that we've been doing for the past couple weeks is we give you an opportunity to get something off your chest. But check it out. It is absolutely anonymous. Here we go. Your deepest, darkest secrets that you can't tell anybody. You can't tell your best friends. You can't tell your parents because it just sounds so terrible. It's eating you up inside.
But you know, you can tell Teen Trends.
But you can tell Teen Trends anonymously. Check this out. You'd believe it or not, it helps more than you can possibly imagine because if you think about it, the world is listening.
You're getting it out.
But here we go. You're getting it out and everybody hears it, but nobody knows who you are. So subconsciously and consciously, it is a wonderful way for you to get something off your chest. Be like, okay, got off my chest. You know, email me right now. Do it right now. Let's see how many we can get. TeenTrendsWithDave@gmail.com. Once again, that's TeenTrendsWithDave@gmail.com. I'll give you guys about 5 minutes to do so. Then we'll start reading those off, and we will talk about them. We'll help you through them. Let's get to the email. Dave! My parents are making me crazy with their demanding things like curfews. Where can I drive my car? Clean my room? You know the drill. Can you help me deal with the pressure from my parents without yelling or getting so pissed off? Yes.
Being someone who has recently had problems with their parents and staying in the same house as them, I can say that if you are underage, not 18 yet, don't piss them off. Try to, like, sit down and talk with them and compromise and work out some sort of deal or something. Like, oh, you know, we want you to get a haircut and, like, we want to tell it how it is. Like, well, I'll get a haircut, but I'll tell them how I want it cut. Something
right.
like that. You know, work out a compromise, meet halfway, but don't just be like, I hate you and kick me out of your house.
Yeah, especially if you're underage, because you can fight them and kick and scream as much as you want, but you're stuck there until you're 18.
Right.
And then when you're 18, if you do something, anything wrong, they can just be like, you know, get out. You're just another roommate.
Totally. And if they're being unreasonable, then you come up with a good formulated argument.
Right.
And just sit down and discuss with them and talk with them like an adult.
Right.
And if they won't talk like an adult and be reasonable, you just got to be patient with them and try to work it out as best you can.
I just want to throw something out of what Jeff said. He said, if they're being unreasonable, do remember, logically unreasonable, right?
Yeah.
Because as a teenager, we do indeed have hormones. We do indeed have certain things that we think is logical, but parents are like, no, absolutely not. But if you can disconnect yourself from, you know, their beliefs and your beliefs and actually kind of like Nick, but in a different sense, take a step back and truly, truly see what is logically reasonable, you know, then if they're being logically unreasonable, then yeah.
It's like, well, why do I have to be home at 12 o'clock? It's like, well, you have school tomorrow. It's like, okay, that's fine.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
Right.
You know, but if it's like, you know, same situation. Why do I have to be home at 12 o'clock? Because we want you home.
Then that is not logical. Because is never a good answer for anything.
It's never an answer at all.
Yeah,
it's not an answer.
But then again,
that's the answer that a tyrant gives.
Seriously.
Yeah.
But then again, that's what parents do. Like, especially if you're underage, they, no matter what you say, no matter like how you put it, a lot of the times they can just stay on their word.
But there are ways to change their word without getting into a fight.
You can try to convince them.
Well, not even
honestly,
convince them, but have just a discussion with them and like talk
it,
them.
It helps if you can try to bring the air of democracy into the home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Totally. Let's move on to the next email. Good sir, you didn't put your name in the email, but I hope that we helped you. I do indeed hope that we helped you. Hey, Dave. I've been going with this guy for about 2 years, but I don't think I love him anymore. He's getting drunk most of the nights we go out, and I'm tired of being with a guy who passes out all the time. Help! What should I do? Thanks, Aaron. Well, you have to ask him what his personal wealth is. You have to ask him what is personally more important to him, his abuse of alcohol or his love for you.
Talk to him. Sit him down, have a heart-to-heart.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing if you just email us and you haven't talked to him, you know, like, oh, I wish he would stop doing this. Talk to him, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Communication is, like, always the key to fixing
communication
problems.
Communication is key.
Especially within relationships or anything like that, because if you want to know whether he's going to choose the alcohol over you, then just got to find out. Talk to him one day and then see what happens after that. And if he chooses the alcohol and getting drunk, then you should leave him.
Yeah, yeah. Leave him, you know, because there's such limitless opportunity out there. You just got to open yourselves up to it.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Hey, there you go. Mm-hmm. We're going to move on. Teen trends. I was at a graduation party Friday night and spent a lot of time with a lady who I've always liked. We were hooking up for about an hour. Sweet. Next thing,
congratulations,
nice dude.
Next thing I know, after going to get a drink, she is with some of the guy in the.
Ooh.
Don't laugh. Nice. She's with some of the guy in the corner, couch making out. Ouch! What do I say to her? Thanks. Well, my man. Oh, Jeremy, by the way. Thanks, Jeremy. Well, my man, Jeremy. This is indeed high school. You know, this is something that you just gotta laugh off. You know, cool, awesome. You know, we're both drunk. Like, you know.
Well, dude, you hooked up with her.
Yeah,
you
at least it's you've liked her for who knows how long. It's
but,
like, yeah.
But, that's, but, like, he liked her, so it sucks. But then you just know that, oh, well, that's not the person I thought she was.
Yeah.
Right, right, exactly. Like, why would you like someone who's, you know, that frivolous with their sexuality?
You know, that is true, but once another thing, alcohol can influence you in specific ways.
Certainly, but it's no excuse.
Completely. I was just going to say that. Right. I personally recently have had a experience where, you know, a friend of mine was, you know, under the influence of alcohol, and he did indeed mess up. He did indeed, you know, do things that he normally wouldn't have done.
Well, in his defense, that guy looked great in a skirt. He looked really good. He looked really, really good.
Right. No, but,
interesting.
You know, he talked to me about it, and it got him in a little bit of trouble. It had to do with, indeed, a female. And,
ooh,
yeah.
Female.
And, yeah. But, you know, he learned from the experience. But this is what I told him. I said, you know, what you do under the influence of alcohol, no matter what anybody says, a drunk man's words and actions are indeed a sober man's thoughts. Regardless of what anybody says, let it be conscious or subconscious thoughts, it is still his thoughts. So if you are, you know, doing these things under the influence of alcohol, when you are completely sober, there is still subconsciously that action that you are thinking about. Subconsciously, whatever you did that you regret under the influence of alcohol, you know, when you are sober, you are still, like I said, consciously or subconsciously, you have some of that within you. Alcohol is never an excuse. Never, ever an excuse. Doesn't work. All right, guys, we actually got a few emails.
Nice.
A few instant emails from people who want to get something off of their chest.
Anonymously.
Check this. Hey, Teen Trends. I'm a parent of 2 18-year-olds leaving for college in September. I'm concerned about their social lives. As far as I know, they haven't drank or smoked before, but I have a feeling that they might start partying in college. Any suggestions on how I can keep this school before fun concept in their hands? Thanks. Signed, a concerned father. Hmm. Oh, a father.
There's so much you can do because they're not under your care. I mean, they're gone. They're on their own at college. Well, people drink and...
At the age of 5 is when we develop our sense of self. And so from that point on, there's a child and they have very, very much to learn. And you as a parent, that's your job to not teach them or show them how to do it, but to guide them.
Right.
And to offer assistance when needed.
Totally.
So I think a big mistake that a lot of parents make is, well, A, nothing can prepare you for parenthood.
Yeah.
Except a kid.
Well, yeah. No, but it's kind of, you know, just kind of jumping the thrill with it, and here we go. But one of the biggest mistakes that I think parents make is they're not so open to the idea that their child might not be like them.
Right.
Yeah.
Might be actually
their own person,
opposite of, yeah. of how they are.
Right, right, right.
And it creates a lot of problems, and I've had a lot of issues with my family because I have what I like to refer to as a biological imperative, where I just, it's almost as if we're completely different people. I might as well have been raised in a different family. And it's difficult, but I feel like if you can have, you know, if your son or daughter isn't so bent on academics and going to school,
right,
then you need to find what your son or daughter is interested in and stimulate that and encourage that.
Totally.
And you know, and that will certainly prevent your children harboring any resentment against you, because if you're badgering them all the time, hey, you know, your grades aren't good enough, you need to start taking more classes,
does
blah, blah, blah. It does nothing. It just pisses them off. Nothing. And it certainly doesn't make them more inclined to do those things.
You're right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But you think it does the exact opposite.
It does the exact opposite.
They're not
going
to want to do things for you when you don't do things for them or
right?
act
yeah.
out.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Any relationship is based on freedom. Yeah.
Totally. We're going to move on. Hope we helped. Teen Trends is what we do here. We help. Goes, hey, Teen Trends. My girlfriend is fucking leaving me. Excuse the French. This is in the email.
Actually, I speak French, and that is not French.
That
okay.
is not French.
We've been together since sophomore year, and in 2 weeks, she's gone. I've never been so angry, sad, and disappointed at anything in my life. How the hell do I go about this? She's signed, she's fucking gone. Excuse, once again, the language. I just read it off the email. Well, my friend, I like to consider this a form of graduation, you know.
Cheers.
Once again, with everything, like we said earlier in the show, has an equal opposite action reaction. Therefore, as negative as you think this is, allow this to be a door that opens, because everything has balance. Everything within you, everything within the universal flow of your life has perfect balance, whether you think it does or doesn't. It's just, it has to, or else it wouldn't work. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah.
So if there is a gap within this life that you are leading, if there is a sudden gap, that gap must be filled, or else it will be unbalanced. Think of it as a necessity for this gap to be filled. If you allow that, if you understand that, that means that something, a girl or something else that is equally special to that girl will come into your life. Oh, amen. So, you know, we're just saying don't stress about it.
Yeah.
You know, of course it's going to be difficult.
If I can come
you
in
know?
From a different perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any relationship between or any romantic relationship between two individuals, you develop a sense of dependency.
Right.
And when that is gone, the first reaction is fear and despair, because you've lost what has grown to be a part of you and something that you've needed,
right.
You know, just as much as water. And I think people with love, there's the whole notion of marriage and, you know, committed forever for a lifetime of through sickness or death, you know. And I think really naturally, human beings are not supposed to stay or commit to another person for their entire life. That's not to say that it can't happen.
Right.
It's certainly possible, and it's beautiful.
It does happen.
It does happen.
Obviously.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah. Right.
But human beings, I mean, you change. Your physical body changes every 7 years.
Yeah.
So, like, 7 years from now, you will not be physically the same person at all.
Right.
And along with that comes change for your personality. And every relationship is need-based.
Right.
You fulfill a need that I have, and I fulfill a need that you have.
Right.
And as the person changes, the needs change.
Right.
And
exactly.
And so the relationship changes. And I think every, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship, you need to enter your experience with another individual with that in mind.
Right.
So, you know, think of this as a really great time of transition for you.
Get ready to evolve.
Get ready to evolve, man, and move on and keep going.
Totally. Yeah. I want to say thank you very much, Jeff. Thank you, Kevin. And thank you, Kevy.
Of course. Always
very
a
well.
Pleasure.
That right? was fun, man. Thank you.
Yeah, dude, of course. Once again, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you guys want to get in contact with Real Boy, like we said, you could check him out. Facebook, search engine Real Boy. And also
Twitter, MySpace.
Twitter, MySpace.
Realboy.blogspot.com.
Realboy.blogspot.com. Also, if you guys want to be a musical sponsor, just email me, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Thank you so very much. allowed this Sunday to open up opportunities for you to follow your highest excitement and be your true self. Always love to the world. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
See ya.